WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching those pesky overthinking tendencies and finally finding some inner peace. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts racing, worries swirling, and you're just clinging on for dear life? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that thrives on constant stimulation, endless to-do lists, and the pressure to be on all the time. It's no wonder anxiety is becoming as common as your morning coffee. But here's the good news. You don't have to surrender to the chaos. In today's episode, we're diving deep into how to let go of that gnawing anxiety and unlock a sense of calm within yourself. Because trust me, there's nothing more empowering than learning to quiet your mind and find your center. So buckle up, grab a cup of something soothing, tea maybe? And get ready to tap into some powerful strategies to transform your relationship with anxiety. First things first, let's talk about understanding our anxiety. It's not just some negative emotion we should push away. Think of it like your body's alarm system, designed to keep you safe from perceived threats. Now, sometimes those threats are real, a looming deadline, an important presentation, or even a challenging conversation. But often, our anxiety stems from imagined dangers, worries about the future, or ruminations on past events. Learning to recognize these patterns is crucial. Number 2. Mindfulness. This isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks in remote monasteries. It's simply being present in this moment, without judgment. Notice your breath, the sensations in your body, the sounds around you. When those anxious thoughts creep in, acknowledge them gently and guide your attention back to the present. Imagine it like training a puppy, redirecting its focus with a tasty treat. Next up, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ever find yourself spiraling into what-if scenarios? You know, the kind that paint the worst possible picture of every situation? Time to put on your inner detective hat and examine those thoughts. Are they based on facts or just fear? Often, when we dig deeper, we realize these thoughts are irrational and unhelpful. Number 4. Movement. Get your body grooving. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a phenomenal stress reliever. It releases endorphins, reduces cortisol, the stress hormone, and boosts your mood. Whether it's a brisk walk, a dance party in your living room, or an intense workout session, find something that gets you moving. And finally, nurture yourself. You wouldn't run a car on empty, would you? The same goes for your mind and body. Prioritize sleep, eat nourishing foods, connect with loved ones, engage in activities you enjoy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for managing anxiety and cultivating inner peace. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine you have an upcoming presentation at work. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and those what-if thoughts begin to creep in. What if I forget my lines? What if everyone judges me? You start feeling overwhelmed. Now, how do we apply our strategies here? First, acknowledge the anxiety. It's there, that's okay. Then, practice some mindfulness techniques. Focus on your breath. Notice the sensations in your body. Challenge those negative thoughts. What if I forget my lines? Well, if I do, I can simply pause, take a deep breath, and gather myself. Reframe the situation. This presentation is an opportunity to share my ideas and contribute to the team. And finally, take care of yourself, get enough sleep, eat well, and maybe even practice your presentation in front of a mirror or a supportive friend. Remember, anxiety doesn't have to control you. You have the power to manage it and cultivate a sense of calm within. It takes time, effort, and practice, but trust me, the journey is worth it. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and remember, even when your mind feels like a whirlwind, you can always find your center and create moments of peace. Until next time, keep those overthinking monsters at bay. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these strategies. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until then, stay calm, stay cool, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.